Good morning, brothers and sisters of North Toronto Chinese Alliance Church.
我们北多伦多的弟兄姐妹们，大家好。
How are you this morning?
你们今天早上都还好吗？
I'm sorry, I cannot speak Mandarin.
很抱歉，我还不能够说中文，说普通话。
If I speak Mandarin, I'm the only one can understand, so I better have an interpreter.
如果我说普通话的时候，可能只有我自己能听得懂了，所以我必须要有个翻译。
I want to say thank you to my interpreter. Her name is June.
谢谢我的翻译，她的名字叫June.
And she attends our Mandarin convocations, of course.
她是在我们的教会的国语部崇拜的。
There's a saying.
有这样的一句话。
You can look at the screen. You will say, if there's wish, there's gold.
大家看到这个投影就会看到有愿望呢就有目标。
Well, once you have goals, you need strength and motivation to carry out.
然后有了目标你就有这个动力。
And, I think it's well said.
这我认为说得很恰当。
Let me give you an example.
我们来举个例子吧。
So, if you have a children, they are very young.
如果你有年轻的小孩子。
And, they have a wish.
如果他们有一个想要达成的目标。
Something like they see something on the TV, they said that, oh, I wish I can help people around the world because they don't have enough doctors.
也许他在电视上看到一些事情，然后他就决定呢，以后将来成为一个帮助全世界有需要人的这么一个医生。
So your child has a wish that, you know, after they grow up, they would like to help the world, particularly in terms of medical help.
如果孩子有了这样的目标的之后呢，他长大的时候呢，他可能就想要作为一个医生。
Of course, once the child has that wish, he could have another goals, different type of goals.
如果孩子有了这样的愿望，他会有一个目标的方向。
He or she can be a doctor.
他也许会成为一个医生。
Or he or she can be a nurse.
也许会作为一个护士。
So once you have a wish, you could have a few goals that, you know, you can consider.
如果你有一个愿望的时候呢，你会树立几个目标。
So once they set the goals, of course, they will be motivated to achieve, to reach that goals in order to fulfill that wish.
如果你有这个目标的时候，你就会有动力去实现自己的愿望。
But some people just say, oh, I don't have that big wish, I just want to have a good life.
有些人会说哦，我现在不要有那么大的愿望，我现在只要享受生活就可以了。
So my goal is just finish high school.
我的目标也许就是把高中的学业完成就行了。
So I think that need for finishing high school is not that great as compared to being a doctor.
也许完成高中的学业这个目标呢，比起做医生来说，听起来不是那么高大上。
So as you can see, wish,goals and you need motivation and energy strength to achieve that have different levels.
可是大家都可以看到有了愿望有了目标大家就会带来一个行动的动力一个所以呢都可能是不同形式的一种动力。
So today I just want to study this passage with you.
所以今天我要在圣经上的一些经文来跟大家分享。
It's the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 9 to 12.
是哥罗西书的第一章第九节到十一节。
As you can see, this is chapter 1. Paul just writing a letter to this church.
大家可以看到这是保罗书信的一部。
And he realized that this church needs some help, encouragement, some care, so he wrote this letter.
当时呢，他意识到这个教会呢需要一些鼓励，需要一些帮助，所以他就写了这封信。
And he did not plan this church, as far as we know.
我们知道的他并没有把这个堂不是他所执的。
But you can see, you know, he said that as soon as he heard about this church, he stopped praying for this church.
可是一旦他听到了这个教会的信息之后呢，他就不住的祷告祈求。
And today we just want to study, spend some time in these verses 9 to 12.
所以我想今天呢来学习一下他的话就是从第九节到第十二节的。
And I think this is the important prayer that he has for the church, and I think we can learn something, as a parents to how we pray and, for our children.
这是他对保罗对教会一个很重要的祷告我们可以做家长的也可以学习来怎样为自己的孩子祷告。
So I have, three points to share with you today.
我今天要跟大家分享呢是三点。
The one is very obvious. The first one is everyone needs prayer.
首先呢，大家很明显的看到，我们每个人都需要别人为我们祷告。
As you can see, when Paul found out this church and needs some encouragement, he not just saying, you know, this is what I want to tell you, but he said that I would pray for you right away.
当他你们可以看到，就是保罗当一听到这个教会的信息的时候呢，他并没有说哦，你们应该怎么做，他却是开始立刻的为他们祷告祈求。
Now, my questions to you as parents are, what do you pray for your children?
我对家长的要提一个问题了，就是你们平时是为孩子们都祷告些什么事项呢？
I don't need to ask you how, because usually we just bow our head and pray.
我不需要知道你们是怎样祷告的，因为我们知道大家都是把头低下来祷告的。
But I just want to ask you, when you pray for your children, what do you pray for them?
我想知道的就是当你们为孩子们祷告的时候，你们都会祷告些什么事项呢？
Well, I'm sure a lot of us will pray for their education.
我知道很多人都会为他们的教育祷告。
Pray for safety.
为他们的安全祷告。
Particularly right, during the pandemic, we are so scared of this virus.
尤其当疫情播散的时候呢，我们特别为孩子们的身体健康祷告。
So we pray for them.
我们也为他们健康祷告。
So we pray that someday they will find a good job.
我们也为他们以后找到一个好的工作呢来祷告。
And a wonderful spouse.
一个好的配偶。
And then they can have their own family.
希望他们能建立自己的家庭。
So what do you pray for your children?
那你们是为孩子们做些什么样的祷告呢？
And I think this passage reminds us how we should pray for others.
而这几节的经文就会教导我们该怎样为自己的家人祷告。
And not only we pray for our children, I think the other aspect is very important, just like what Paul has done for this church and other churches.
不仅仅是为我们的孩子祷告，也像保罗这样，不仅也要为自己的教会和别的教会祷告。
And I will talk about that later.
我会等会儿再跟大家来分享。
And I think in his prayer for this church is recorded in verse 9.
在他为教会祷告的事情上呢，他记录在第九节。
When I was preparing this passage,
当我在分享这段经文的时候
and I was reading it,
我在读的时候
and I was just reading from verse 1, of course, and then starting to read, and then when I get to verse 9,
当我从第一节读起的时候呢，当读到第九节的时候
for some reason, God stopped me there and I just stopped.
就不知神的什么原因，就是我在这儿呢就被卡住了。
And I was just reading it, and I just wonder why God wanted me to stop here.
我不停地想，神为什么把我仅仅把我停在这儿呢？
Of course, this is a very important verse in this prayer. Of course, we know that.
当然，这节经文在祷告的事项上是很重要的。
So verse 9 says, "For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you." And asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
第九节这样说，因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
So obviously, this is a very important verse in this prayer.
当然，这在祷告当中是一个非常重要的经节。
But I was just stop because God somehow tell me to stop on verse 9.
但是神就让我在这儿停下来。
So I was reading it.
当我反复的读的时候。
And I tried to understand, you know, what Paul was saying.
想要了解保罗到底要说什么。
And this is a very important verse, also important aspect in this prayer.
这也是让我看到在一些不同的方面看到有一个看见。
Because in this prayer, Paul was praying for this church.And I just want to ask you as parents to pray for your children too.
就像保罗为这个教会来祷告的时候，我们的家长也会为孩子们祷告。
Besides praying for his health, his education, his future, do you pray for his spiritual or her spiritual well-being?
我们除了为他们的将来的家庭、工作和学习祷告的时候，我们会在属灵的健康、属灵的事情上为他们祷告吗？
So I was reading verse 9 and then I was just reading it and I went back to the original language to take a look at it.
所以我当我反复读第九节的时候，我又回到了原文来再反复看一下。
When I was in Bible school, I took some English classes.
在我做神学的时候，在读神学的时候，我也来学习，也拿了一些英文的课程。
Yeah, it's very interesting because I was in Bible school in Alberta, and one year we have a new professor came in.
我是在阿尔伯塔的一个神学院学习的。有一年有一个新的教授来加入我们的学习。
And he was a New Testament professor.
他是个新约的一个教授。
But all of a sudden, he started this English class.
可是呢，他突然开设了一个英文学习的课程。
So as a foreign student at that time, I thought, well, might as well learn some English.
作为一个外国人，当然我说趁着机会好好学习英文吧。
So I was taking the class, and he taught us a lot of things: grammar, how to break down a English sentence.
在这个课程学习的当中呢，他让我们学习了语法，也让我们把一个句子呢分开来看。
His idea was to help us as we read. The Bible will be able to understand better.
这它是帮助我们能够在读圣经的时候呢，能够更好的了解圣经的内容。
So I learned something from that.
所以我呢，从那学到了很多。
So in order for me to understand better, I look at that verse again.
所以让我能够帮助我了解这个经文更多呢，我就来再反复的看这段经文。
So I was reading Greek, and this is my own translation.
当我读到希腊文的时候呢，这就是我一个自己的一个翻译。
You can see on the screen.
大家可以在那个影音上看到。
So the part that I stopped and I was not sure is the last part of verse 9.
当我是在最后这个第九节的下半句的时候呢，就停了下来。
The first part is easy to understand.
首先的半个部分呢，好像并不难理解。
Paul says that do not cease praying on behalf of you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will.
前半段是这么说，因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告及祈求，就是愿你们在一切属灵的智慧和悟性。
I was stopped in the last phase.
我是在下半部的部分呢被
卡住了。And the last phase, to me, I wasn't sure what that means. In all wisdom and understanding spiritual.
下半句是这样说，被神的旨意所充满。
So I was thinking, so who's wisdom and understanding spiritual?
我不能理解的是是谁有这样属灵的一个智慧和悟性。
So I went back to my notes and starting to break down this sentence.
所以我就回到我的讲义上面来，慢慢的把这个句子分开。
So I'm breaking it down to help me to understand what Paul actually is talking about.
我把句子分开呢，是帮助我更好的了解保罗到底要说的是什么。
So of course this is Chinese.
当然这里用的是中文。
And I try to follow as close as possible.
我希望能够尽可能的来就是跟随这个原文。
So if you look at that sentence, you will see that who is the verb, where is the object, subject, all these things.
大家可以看到哪里是动词，哪里是就是那个宾词都可以看到。
I know this is boring, but stay with me, I will be going through this quickly.
虽然听起来有些烦闷，但是请大家跟我一起来读一下。
In English, you say in all wisdom. That word "in" in.
在这个英文里面，它这个有个字就是在一切属灵的智慧和悟性上。
So I was thinking, looking at this passage, this little phrase is describe the verb or describe the object. You, I mean the church.
它这个词让我想，它到底是在用来形容这个动词的呢，还是用来形容下面这个你们作为教会的这个宾语呢？
That means if about the object, the church, that means when Paul is praying that they will be filled with the knowledge of God's will, they already have this spiritual wisdom and understanding.
如果这个字是用来形容这个宾语的话，那就表明这个教会呢已经有了一切属灵的智慧和悟性。
And if you describe the verb, fill, that means is a way to fill this church, fill the church is by or through wisdom and understanding.
如果它是用来形容这个动词的话呢，那就是说这个教会可以被充满，就是在一切的智慧和悟性上来被充满的这样的一个事情。
So from the context, I believe Paul was talking about how this church will be filled.
从这个前后文来看呢，我认为这个再次呢是用来形容这个教会是如何被智慧和悟性来充满的。
So Paul was talking about he's praying for this church that they will fill with the knowledge of God through someone's spiritual wisdom and understanding.
在这里呢，保罗是为这个教会呢不住的祷告祈求，来满心知道神的旨意，是通过一些人的属灵的智慧和悟性。
He was not talking about the church already have that understanding and wisdom because it's a new church.
他在这里呢不能因为这个教会呢是一个新的教会，所以呢他们还没有达到这个属灵的智慧和悟性。
So, of course, when we talk about spiritual, we will say, of course, this is God's work, the work of the Holy Spirit.
当然我们说到属灵的事都是神的工作。
So if you say that, of course, no one's going to argue with you.
如果你来讲这件事的时候，没有人会跟你争论这件事。
So if this is the case and the only case, that means Paul can stop writing this letter.
如果这样的话呢，保罗就不需要写这封书信了。
Because this is his prayer already. You know, he just depend on the Holy Spirit will help them out, and then he can stop here, and he doesn't need to write the rest of the books.
如果这仅仅是一切都是属灵的恩典的话呢，他就不需要再往下写这封书信，因为他已经为教会来祷告和祈求了。
So if you have an NIV Bible, you will see that it's through the spiritual wisdom and understanding.
如果大家有一个就是那个新译本的那个英文的话呢，它里面有个词就是通过一切属灵的智慧和悟性。
So, I think Paul was talking about, you know, he was doing it right away because after he prayed for the church and he was asking God to fill them with the knowledge of God's will, and then he's starting to share his wisdom and understanding with them.
这就是保罗在这里说的，他一开始听到这个教会的信息，他就不住地为他们祷告，希望他们满心知道神的旨意，并在此呢，与这个教会分享他一切属灵的智慧和悟性。
So if you look at Ephesians and First Corinthians,
如果大家能够看一下哥林多前书
And we know that the Holy Spirit gave us wisdom.
我们知道圣灵呢给我们智慧。
But First Corinthians, Paul talks about something else.
可是在哥林多前书呢，保罗还说了一些其他的事。
And he was talking about the other people impart and help and teach the spiritual things and wisdom.
他在也说到，就是说，其他人能够用圣灵的话来教解释和属灵的事，来指教我们的言语。
So what I believe in verse 9,
所以在这里，我认为第九节里面
，and he's praying for the church.
所以他为教会的祷告
，that they will fill with the knowledge of God's will.
所以他们能够就是通过一些属灵的智慧和悟性的教导来满心知道神的旨意。
And is accomplished through someone's help.
它是通过一些人的帮助。
Of course, first is the Holy Spirit.
首先是要靠着圣灵的帮助。
But First Corinthians, Paul tells us that the Holy Spirit works through others to do that.
在哥林多前书呢，这个是他保罗提到，圣灵是通过有时候通过其他人来做事情的。
So from the context and from the First Corinthians,
在哥林多前书的这个前后里面呢
，So Paul is talking about he's praying for the church, but at the same time, and he's starting to write this letter, and he's trying to encourage them with with the spiritual wisdom and understanding.
在这个哥林多前书里面呢，他开始给这个教会写信，也为他们祷告，同时呢也。通过这个属灵的智慧和悟性来帮助这个教会知道神的旨意。
So, when it applies to our family,
当如果这个事情用在一个家庭上面来说呢
？So how do we help our children to be a followers of Jesus?
我们怎么能够来帮助自己的孩子作为神的跟随者呢
？I encourage you not just pray for wealth, material things for your children.
我鼓励大家不要仅仅为大家就是孩子们的物质上的满足来祷告。
And I just encourage you to pray like what Paul prayed for this church.
我鼓励大家也像保罗这样为教会的祷告一样。
Have you ever prayed for your children that they will fill with the knowledge of God's will in their lives?
我们有没有从来就是为孩子们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意而祷告呢？
And I think this is much better than just, you know, live a good life, happy life, that's it.
我认为这个比就是仅仅的生活的开心，有个非常丰盛的人生是好的。
And I think this is a highest calling, you know, for us as children of God.
作为一个神的孩子，这是最高的一个呼召了。
Live a life worthy of our Lord.
所以呢，让我们能够在行事为人上都对得起主。
And I think this is a very important wish that we can have for our children.
这对于我们孩子来说是一个非常重要的一个愿望。
Live a life worthy of the Lord.
好叫我们的行事为人都对得起主。
And I think this is a wonderful wish that we can have for our children.
这是一个非常美妙的一个愿望，如果我们能够，我们对孩子一个美妙的愿望。
And we can pray for our children for their good health education. Those are good things.
虽然我们也可以为孩子的健康学业祷告，这是好的。
But I think as a parents, we should pray that they will live a life worthy of the Lord.
作为家长呢，我们更要为孩子的行事为人对得起主来祷告。
And so I think it's very important for us to see that this is the wish that we should have, and then the goals. Then in verse 11 and 12, Paul talks about the goals that they have, they should have.
刚才呢，我们谈到了这是非常重要的一个愿望。然后下面11节到12节呢，我们就保罗也给我们看到了目标。
And he lists four goals that we can have to live a life worthy of the Lord.
在四项目标上呢，他给我们列出来怎么样能够行事为人对得起主。
And then he talks about bearing fruit.
首先他说要在善事上结果
子。And in all good works and all those, and I'm sure you understand that.
就我们知道这些做好事结果子，我们大家都已经知道了。
So Paul lists all four goals.
所以保罗呢，在这儿继续将四个目标来写出来。
So how do we live a life worthy of God of the Lord?
让我们知道怎样能够行事为人都对得起主。
And this is the goals that he mentioned to this church.
所以他对教会就说了四个目标。
Bearing fruit.
首先要在善事上结果子。
And I'm sure you heard Galatians chapter 5 verses 22-23 the fruit of the Spirit.
就我们大家在哥罗西
Galatians chapter 5, Galatians chapter 5 verses 22-23, the fruit of the Spirit.
我们在加拉太书里面也说到了就是圣灵的果子，第六章里面说到圣灵的果子。
So that's the first goal that he was talking about.
这是他首先说到的在善事上结的果子。
And then the second goal he talks about, you know, we need to know God better.
第二件事他要让我们知道渐渐的多知道神。
So what does it mean know God better?
怎么才能够多知道神呢？
And I'm sure you heard many sermons on that.
所以我们已经可能听过很多的讲道。
In Old Testament, in New Testament, the word know is talks about personal, intimate relationships.
在旧约里面、新约里面，这个知道神实际是描述的一个非常亲密的关系。
It's not just about knowledge.
并不是仅仅有关知识的。
I'm talking about head knowledge.
并不是只是在头脑里面知道的知识。
It's a personal experience, that type of knowledge.
而是个人经历的一个亲密的关系。
And I think it's very important, this is an important goal for our children too.
这对孩子们的目标来说也是很重要的。
And the third one is endurance and patience.
第三个呢就是要忍耐和宽容。
And it's not easy things to do.
这并不容易做到。
That's why Paul says that we need help.
所以保罗在这里说到我们需要帮助。
So that's why he said that the strength comes from God.
他说了在这里呢能力是来自上帝的。
Just like going to church in the weekends.
就像我们在周末的时候来到教会。
Well, we can be pretty good Christians for a few hours during the weekends when we are in church building.
当我们在周末的时候只是在教会的建筑物里面待上几个小时，我们可以做一个很好的基督徒。
We smile a lot.
我们也会就是脸上都带着笑。
And we act with a lot of patience with other people.
我们对别人总是很忍耐。
Because we know that this is only for a few hours.
因为我们知道这只要几个小时就过去了。
Just like this pandemic.
就像这个疫情的时候
You'll be wonderful. The COVID-19 is only for about a few weeks.
如果这个疫情只是持续了仅仅的几个星期，那就太好了。
We can put up with that.
我们当然可以忍耐。
But now it's going to be month after month after month.
可是当这个疫情一个月一个月的过去的时候
And we really need help to get through this.
所以我们就需要力量来度过这个难关。
And of course the last one is to be grateful.
最后一个呢要感谢父。
And this is not easy things to do, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们这做起来并不容易。
Because a lot of time we will not being thankful for what we have.
很多时候我们对自己所有的并不感恩。
And we are very unhappy with the things that we don't have.
对于我们得不到的呢我们又非常的不开心。
And it creates a lot of bitterness.
在心中呢就种下了很多苦毒的种子。
And it creates a lot of, you know, I need more, I need more, I need more.
就我们心里面呢总是需要更多更多。
And I think it's very important for us to have this attitude that we always thank God for what we have.
所以在我们的心里面我们要有这样的一个态度就是要不断的感谢神。
Of course, in verse 13, Paul wrapped up this prayer with the redemption that we have, the salvation that we have in Christ Jesus.
当然在第十三节呢他保罗就把这个祷告呢用就是让我们在爱子里面得蒙救赎来做一个总结。
So if you look at this, I think it's very important for him to wrap up this with verse 13.
当然用救恩来做一个总结是非常重要的。
The wish that can we have.
这是我们的盼望。
And the goals that we have.
这个目标我们所有的目标。
The strength that comes with this and need that.
而这个力量呢从这里来的力量我们也需要。
It's all come because of our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
都来自于我们与耶稣基督一个美好的关系。
And it's part of the salvation that we enjoy.
这也是我们所享受的一个救恩。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
So how, what do you pray for your children?
你们是如何为孩子们来祷告的呢
And as a parent myself, a lot of time I just pray that I'm not asking God to give them richness. I mean a lot of money. I never pray like that.
这很多时候呢我们当然为孩子祷告是说我们并不希望孩子并不为他们地上的财富来祷告。
I don't even pray for my $2 that they will have a wonderful jobs.
我甚至不为他们有好的工作祷告。
I always pray that they will fear God.
可是我总是为他们能够敬畏神来祷告。
And they will follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们能够跟随神。
So in this passage,
在这段经文里面
Paul was praying for this church.
保罗在为这个教会祷告。
He prayed.
他祷告
and in his prayer, there's these three elements, the wish and the goals and the strength to accomplish that. He already mentioned all this.
他在这里呢讲到了一个愿望也定下了目标同时呢也带来了一个行动。
And then, of course, he carried on with the rest of the books.
所以他在下来这本书呢继续探讨这些。
And sharing this wisdom and understanding, spiritual wisdom with them.
所以呢他就继续的跟这个教会来分享他属灵的智慧和悟性。
So, as a parents,
作为一个家长
and I just want you to look at this, the last slide.
我希望大家看一下最后一个这个影音。
The wish that we can pray for our children.
我们这个能够愿望为能够为孩子祷告的愿望。
And I encourage you to pray for your children that they will live a life worthy of the Lord.
我真的盼望大家能够为孩子们的行事为人对得起主来祷告。
As you share this with them and encourage them, and then they will see there's a goals in their life that they need to be there to glorify God.
当他们当与他们孩子们分享这个的时候呢，他们就知道他们的目标是要能够荣神益人。
The strength that achieved this goal is in verse 9.
而能够达到这个目标和愿望的动力是在第九节里面。
That's why I spend time talking about verse 9.
所以我花了很多时间跟大家分享第九节。
Because we want them to fill with the knowledge of God's will.
所以我希望他们能够在满心知道神的旨意。
In order for them to achieve that wish is to live a life worthy of the Lord.
能够达到这个目标呢他就在行事为人上要对得起主。
So at the end, I just want to encourage you, parents.
所以在最后呢，我要鼓励这些作为家长的。
Remember, I said that you know, not only you pray for your children.
所以不，我们不仅仅要为自己的孩子们祷告。
And I'm asking you to do the second part.
我们也要在下面一部分呢。
That's why I spend so much time talking about verse 9.
所以这就是为什么我花这么多时间来探讨这个第九节。
Because in verse 9, there actually is two aspects in it.
在第九节里面还有两个方面。
Praying itself.
首先要祷告。
And then Paul was talking about, you know, to understand the knowledge of God's will is through the spiritual wisdom and understanding. Remember that?
大家还记得就是保罗反复的说到满心要知道神的旨意怎么才能够达到呢？是要通过一些属灵的智慧和悟性。
Now, parents.
来我们家长们。
I'm not asking you just to pray for your children.
我不仅仅要大家为孩子们祷告。
That's easy to do.
那个是容易做到的。
But verse 9 tells us that you need to play a part in this.
可是第二这个第九节里面也告诉我们我们还有更多的事情要做。
In order for your children to understand God's will in their lives.
能够如何让孩帮助孩子们能够满心知道神的旨意呢？
Paul says in verse 9, through someone's spiritual wisdom and understanding. Remember that?
而保罗在这里呢就说到了要通过那些人的属灵的智慧和悟性。
So you might be thinking, okay, Pastor, I understand, you know, I pray for my children and I let my pastor to do that.
当然我们可能会说牧师啊我们为孩子祷告那我们就把孩子们的属灵的事情交给他们的牧师就可以了。
Because it talks about spiritual wisdom and understanding, so the word spiritual means, oh, I think this is the job of pastors.
当你一说到属灵的智慧和悟性的时候呢，这当然是牧师的工作。
So I send them, we send them to church Sunday after Sunday.
我们在每个周日的时候都把孩子们带到教会来。
So we drop them off.
我们把他们放下来。
And expect the church will educate and help my children to grow spiritually.
当然就希望教会的牧师能够帮助孩子在属灵的智慧和悟性上成长。
So when you pick them up and go home.
然后我们就把孩子带回家。
And that conversation ends, you know, the spiritual conversation is done.
这样属灵的有关属灵的讨论就结束了。
And the rest of the week, you don't talk to your kids about spiritual matters at all.
而在剩余的这个每周的时间呢，我们就不再和孩子探讨属灵的事情。
And then Sunday comes, and then you pick them up and go to church and drop them off again.
可是下个周末来的时候呢，我们同样的把孩子又带到教会来。
So when they get to teenager,
当他们到了青春期的时候
and, they starting to complain about not knowing God personally,
他们就开始抱怨他们并不自己真正的自己有跟神有私人的关系
when they started to drive, they don't come to church anymore.
当他们开始自己驾车的时候他们就不再来教会了
and they go to universities, they disappear.
当他们去了大学他们就从教会消失了
So you said that the church failed my family.
我们常说教会没有帮我们教导孩子。
We are so faithful going to church week after week and my kids just left the church.
我们周复一周一周的来到教会可是等我们孩子长大他们却离开了教会。
So you are not happy with your pastor and then say maybe we should let them go and then we get more.
我们对牧者开始不满意我们希望能够得到新的牧者。
So you expect your pastors to help your children as they grow up.Every week, just 2 or 3 hours.
所以我们就希望在孩子们在这个每周来到教会的两三个小时当中，我们希望牧者呢就把属灵的一切智慧和悟性都教导他们。
And I don't think this is the best way to help your children.
而我不认为这是帮助孩子最好的方法。
Because if you look at this prayer,
如果我们在看这段祷告。
Parents, I think we have these huge responsibilities.
家长们，我们有一个很大的一个责任。
As our children grow up,
当我们的孩子们成长的时候
you don't expect them to stay in the church 24/7.
我们并不孩子们并不会在教会里面待一天到晚都待在教会。
They actually stay with you.
他们实际是跟我们在一起。
They only spend 2 or 3 hours.Every week in the church.
他们每周只花2到3个小时在教会里面。
So if you send your kids to school, the public school or private school, only 2 or 3 hours a week, what do you expect them to learn?
如果你只是把孩子们送到学校里面去两三个小时每周的话，你指望他们能学到什么呢？
But for some reason, you expect the church will do miracle and that your children will grow up spiritual because they only spend 2 hours, 3 hours per week in the church.
可是当你把孩子带到教会两三个每周两三个小时的时间，却希望教会能够发生奇迹，能够教导他们属灵的智慧和悟性。
What I want to say, parents.
我在这里想说的，家长们。
Not only what you pray for your children is important.
不仅仅我们为孩子们祷告什么很重要。
I think how you live a life that can impart spiritual wisdom and understanding into their lives is the most important aspect of their spiritual growth.
而对而我们每天是如何在过一个属灵的生活，并且我们在属灵的智慧和悟性上的一个见识，对孩子都是至关重要的。
Because they stay with you day after day.
因为他们日复一日的与我们在一起。
So it is our responsibility that they will be able to seek God's will through you, your spiritual wisdom and understanding.
所以他们就能够通过我们在属灵的智慧和悟性上的一个分享，能够满心来知道神的旨意。
Listen carefully.Wisdom and understanding, not head knowledge. We don't ask you to pass on head knowledge to our children.
我们在这里要特别小心的要知道，在这里所提的是智慧和悟性，并不仅仅是头脑上的一个知识。
Wisdom and understanding come with a deeper relationship with God.
而这个智慧和悟性是与神一个非常深刻的一个交流和关系才能够达到的。
What I'm saying is that we need to be a follower of Jesus Christ first.
而我在这里要说的是，我们自己要成为追随耶稣主耶稣基督的门徒，我们首先要做这样的门徒。
In order for us to know what to pray for our children and how to live a life as a model for them to follow.
这样我们才知道如何为孩子们祷告，才能够做孩子的一个榜样。
That's why I think that was the reason God stopped me in verse 9 to understand what Paul was talking about.
所以这就是我想神为什么让我在这里卡住了，让我能够真正的了解保罗要说的话。
Praying for someone is easy, but live our life that people can follow is not that easy, parents.
作为家长，我们祷告和祈求都是容易的，可是如何在行事为人上做一个榜样，却是一个相当难的事情。
And I think this is exactly what God is asking us as parents to do.
而我认为这就是神让我们做家长必须要做的一件事。
And we are talking about disciple making disciple at home.
我们常常说造主门徒是从家里开始的。
And this is the movement in my church right now.
这是我们在教会，我在我们的教会里面正在进行的一件事。
As I said, just at our behave properly for a few hours each week is easy.
每个星期我就像我前面提到的，在每个星期能够有一个好的行为举止是容易的事。
Being a true disciple is when you go home, close the door behind you, your real self showing up.
可是当你回到家把门关起来的时候，做一个真正主的门徒，做一个真正你。
So who are you once you close the door?
当我们关起门来的时候，我们到底是谁呢？
Are you a true disciple?
我们是一个真正主的门徒吗？
So that you can live a life that becoming a model for your children.
所以我们的行事为人能够作为孩子的一个榜样。
So can you live and talk this spiritual understanding, wisdom to your children, help them to understand.
我们能够在属灵的智慧和悟性上能够与孩子分享吗？
Let them see what it means to be a follower of Jesus.
让他们知道作为一个主的门徒是怎样的。
So I think this prayer is very important for us to learn.
所以我认为这个祷告对我们是非常重要的，我们一起来学习。
You see, Paul was praying for a very young church.
因为保罗是为一个非常年轻的教会来祷告的。
So that was his prayer.
这就是他的祷告。
So he has a wish for them.
他有一个愿望。
And he set out some goals for them to look at.
所以呢，他也设定了几个目标，让他们去追求。
And then he said that is the strength, there is the possibilities from verse 9.
而在第九节他告诉我们是从哪儿得到力量。
Living a life worthy of the law.
好让我们行事为人都对得起主。
Is to understand the knowledge of his will.
而要能够做到这个就必须满心知道神的旨意。
And the way to do it is through you as a parent to help our children to understand God's wisdom and understanding.
而如何做到这个是通过我们家长在一切属灵的智慧和悟性上与孩子分
享。So today I just want to share this passage with you.
今天我要跟大家分享这段经文。
And I just want to encourage you to play an important part of your children's spiritual growth.
而鼓励大家在孩子们属灵的属灵方面的成长有扮演一个重要的角色。
I think your pastors, your children pastors, they love to be part of this, help, you know, encourage your children to grow to the way that God will be pleased.
当然我们的牧师，我们孩子的牧师都可以在这件事上帮助我们。
But they cannot do it alone.
可是他们不能够自己独立的来做。
As I said, you know, when you send your children to learn to go to school, you do not send them to school just for 2 or 3 hours a week.
就像我前面说的，我们如果希望孩子到学校去学习，并不能只是把他们每周送去两三个小时。
How they grow is very much depend on what they see at home from your life.
而他们怎么能够成长呢？就是他们如何在家里面看到我们的行事为人。
And I hope this passage will encourage you.
我希望这段经文能够帮助大家。
Not only know what to pray for your child, for your children.
不仅仅知道如何该为孩子们祷告些什么。
And I encourage you to share the spiritual wisdom and understanding that you have with God with to your children.
为鼓励大家能够将我们知道的属灵的智慧和悟性与孩子们分享。
And I'm sure when they are growing up, they will learn how to follow God if we are doing our part.
如果我相信，就是我坚信呢，就是如果我们自己本分做到了，我们的孩子长大了，他们也知道如何来跟随神。
My daughters always tell us.
我的女儿常常告诉我们
，Of course, those special days, Father's Day, Mother's Day, you know, those special days.
当然，在一些特别的日子，像母亲节、父亲节。
And they would tell us that, you know, we live out a Christian life that they admire.
当然，他们会告诉我们说，你们的行事为人，你们做一个基督徒的行事为人，是我们所敬仰的。
And they love to see us following God, and this become their model.
他们也很高兴看到我们能够在跟随神的上事情上做他们的榜样。
And I just want to encourage you with the word of God.
所以我就想跟大家用神的话来鼓励大家。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, I want to give you thanks.
我们主啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you for Paul's prayer for this church.
我们感谢你，让我们看到保罗给这个教会的一个祷告。
He's praying for them to have this wish.
他祷告就是他为这个教会祷告，让他有一个愿望。
Living a life that is worthy of the law.
让他们的行事为人能对得起主。
In order to do that is to understand the will of God.
如果要做到这点，他必须要知道神的旨意。
But Lord, we understand that this need help. We need to help each other.
主啊，我们知道我们要互相的帮助。
As a parents, this is our very important responsibility is to impart this spiritual wisdom and understanding to our children.
主啊，我们也知道这对我们家长是一个非常重要的一个责任，就是在属灵的智慧和悟性上与孩子分享。
But being a Christian ourselves,
可是作为一个基督徒我们自己
,again, we cannot just be a Christian for few hours week after week in the church building.
我们不能仅仅在一周周复一周的就是在教会的建筑里面做一个基督徒。
Lord, we need to have this deeper relationship with you as a Christian, as a parent.
主啊，我们需要作为一个基督徒，作为一个家长，与你有更深刻的关系。
So that our children can through us will know the knowledge of God's will.
而我们的孩子呢，就能够通过我们能够了解属灵的智慧和悟性。
And Lord, we just pray that you would continue to help us, to encourage us to be a disciple ourselves.
主啊，我们就求你能够继续的带领我们，能够做主的门徒。
So that we become a model for our children.
所以呢，我们就能给孩子做一个榜样。
We love them.
我们爱他们。
And I'm sure we will do everything for them.
我们知道，你知道，我们愿意为他们做一切的事情。
And then we pray that you give us this motivation.
主啊，我们求你给我们一个动力。
Lord, we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告祈求，是奉主耶稣基督的名求的。
Amen.
Amen.